Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is Tuesday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord.
Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness. When at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Our hymn this morning, The Beauty of the Rising Sun. Let us recite verse 1 and 2.
The beauty of the rising sun begins to tint the world with light. Awakened nature glows with life as form and color reappear. Lord Jesus Christ, you far surpass the sun that shines since time began. We turn to you with joyous song, that you may bless us with your smile.
Lord, you have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people. O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger.
Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease?
Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help.
I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace. Peace for his people and his friends, and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land.
Mercy and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth, and justice look down from heaven.
The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith.
A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace. In peace for its trust in you, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is an eternal rock.
The way of the just is smooth, the path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls.
My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice.
Our Lord, O Lord, you met out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Let the nations praise you, O God. Let all the nations praise you.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
We have seen for ourselves and can testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. When anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. My God stands by me, all my trust is in him.
My God stands by me, all my trust is in him.
I find refuge in him, and I am truly free.
All my trust is in him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
My God stands by me. All my trust is in him. God has raised up for us a mighty Savior, as he promised of old through his holy prophets.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight,
all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus,
God has raised up for us a mighty Savior, as he promised of old through his holy prophets.
Lord Jesus, by your blood you have purchased for yourself a new people. We adore you and beseech you.
Remember your people, Lord,
our King and our Redeemer. Hear the praises of your church at the beginning of this day.
Teach her to glorify your majesty without ceasing. Remember your people, Lord. You are our hope and our strength. In you we trust.
May we never despair.
Remember your people, Lord.
Look kindly upon our weakness and hasten to our aid.
For without you we can do nothing. Remember your people, Lord. Remember the poor and the afflicted. Do not let this day be a burden to them,
but a consolation and a joy.
Remember your people, Lord.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God our Father, yours is the beauty of creation and the good things you have given us. Help us to begin this day joyfully in your name and to spend it in loving service of you and our fellow man. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Karen and I are going to be gone for the next few days on our annual retreat when we go up to Notre Dame. To be with the Congregation of Holy Cross, and it's a beautiful time for us. So we'll be praying for all of you. Please pray for us, and have a great day, and we will be back on Monday next week. Bye for now.